Reporters from the News 21 Project recently fanned out across the country to look into how local and federal governments respond when communities are devastated by natural disasters. Carly Henry is a News 21 fellow and directed the first episode of the State of Emergency documentary series. She joins me. And Carly, what did you find as far as how governmental agencies deal with these kinds of situations?
So we found a lot, and our project has a lot of different elements to it, but we analyzed FEMA data and found that smaller disasters accounted for more than 60% of federally declared disasters between 2003 and 2018, but they received at least $57.3 billion less in public assistance.
Did they have the same kind of needs as some of the larger ones?
Throughout our entire project, we found a lot of communities that went through these smaller disasters, whether that's wildfires or landslides, that weren't necessarily considered large major disasters, but there were still people who lost homes and had to find ways to rebuild their homes and recover from those without federal money.
You were in the U.S. Virgin Islands, right?
Yes.
So what kind of disaster did folks there deal with, and how are they recovering from it now?
So we visited St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and all three of those islands went through the 2017 hurricanes. When we were in the U.S. Virgin Islands, we were there to talk to people, specifically people with disabilities and older adults, because we found some reports showing that during the 2017 disasters, the 2017 hurricanes, that shelters weren't necessarily accessible. So shelters lacked accessible showers, toilets, and other accommodations for people. So we were there to talk to people about their experiences who may have had disabilities. And we actually found a woman who lived in St. Croix, and she's blind and has diabetes, and she helps care for her two elderly parents. And after Hurricane Maria, they lost electricity for several months. And she had to limit her use of insulin because insulin has to be kept cold, and without electricity, they were forced to use ice to keep it cold.
That sounds like a not good situation.
No, it can be really dangerous to, I think the hurricanes put a lot of people into dangerous situations that the islands weren't necessarily prepared for. One of the things we found was that there wasn't an existing disaster or emergency plan for any of the islands that kind of planned for something that affected the entire population like it did. And so when it occurred, the U.S. Virgin Island government didn't have a plan to base their response off of and relied on a FEMA plan that was only accounting for damage to part of the island.
Well, so you and your colleagues were in lots of different places across the country. Did you guys find that in general communities were or were not prepared for these kinds of disasters? You mentioned the U.S. Virgin Islands didn't seem terribly prepared. Were there other communities that were better prepared?
I think largely it's difficult to plan exactly how to respond to a disaster because each one is so different and they can all have such different impacts and affect different parts of the community. So some communities were more prepared than others, but each one that we visited was recovering, having to account for damages that they weren't expecting. So after a disaster, I think a lot of communities end up kind of having to deal with those elements that they weren't prepared for.
You mentioned some of the folks that you met in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm curious about some of the folks that your colleagues met in the cities and communities that they were in across the country. Were there any sort of common themes that you all heard from people who had been affected by these kinds of natural disasters?
I think a really common theme was that the communities that seemed to be able to pick themselves up the most, the communities that had really strong kind of neighborly bonds, seemed to be recovering the best. We had a team that went to Panama City, Florida, where people are still displaced almost a year after Hurricane Michael. And one woman is kind of housing several families on her property in tents because they have nowhere else to live. And so situations like that were pretty common, just whether it was people allowing other people to live with them or just individuals helping their neighbors. I think we saw a lot of people like really trying to improve their communities after the disaster. And that was something that a lot of federal officials had kind of talked about too with us was the need for communities to be the initial responders in those disasters.
All right, that's Carly Henry, a News 21 fellow. Carly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.